the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that? 98 KUPD.
Thank you, Silence the Voice. Monday morning. It is May 3rd, which holds great significance to us because just wander down the hall if you feel like it. You don't need a mask. You can just – Brett just wandered around down
first
the hall.
First couple times it was weird.
Feels good, doesn't it? It is. I've been doing it for a while. I've been getting yelled at quite a bit. But
I was strutting like Tony Manero in Saturday Night Fever walking down the street. Little Bee Gees rolling in the background. And
you can't tell by the way I use my mask. I'm a wandering.
It's pretty great not having the mask on in the building or have a mandate that you must because our – we had a super mask Nazi doing her job, by the way, not coming down on Susie, but she would get all over your ass for not having one on. She was pretty nice to me, but I forgot countless amount of times, and all I heard was like when your mom used to, it was like, John! That was all, you know, if I forgot my mask, and I'd pull my shirt up over my head like an idiot, and I won't have to do that anymore unless I've got bad breath or that whole thing. So it's over here at Hubbard Broadcasting. We are done internally with masks, at least for the business. Now, the reason I tell you this is because, as Tripp and I were talking the other day, and he's talked to a bunch of people about this, the majority of the building got the vaccine, okay? Whether it's nanobots or whatever else, I don't want to hear it. I think there's like
everyone's chipped.
There's like two people in the building who don't have it. One won't get it because she's full out QAnon, and I love her for it. Like she's gone, and I love it. Like I think it's awesome. Well, no, good for her. Like she's taking a stand.
No, I got no problem.
She's not afraid
of
everything.
I didn't know we had one.
We do, and she's great. And I think the world of her. You can talk.
Is someone you dance with?
Huh?
Is it someone you dance with? And you're
no, it's not Annie. Oh. She's not QAnon. I'm not gonna name.
What are you outing?
Yeah. Is it someone you dance? Like I go and have a dance party like with multiple people. I dance with Amy. That's it.
Is she on your dance card?
Is she one of the dancers in your life? I understand you're a strong dancer. No, just one. And that's Amy and I just on Thursdays. But then you got another person that doesn't get it for whatever reason, health or something. But the fact of the matter is our entire building went out and got the nanobots put in our arms, and it sped up our process of not having to do the things, right? Now, you can still catch it and stuff, but it made us all more comfortable saying, I think it's time that the office can step back and say we're all pretty protected, and it's a thing. So to all the people who are like, I hate this, it did actually speed up the process of us being back to normal a little faster than everywhere else. We all got our shots. We all got our thing. Whether or not that works or whatever, it put us back in a normal thing. And you don't know until you're allowed to do it, walking around without a mask. Like when I walk in the building, I'm always worried Lane's going to be here at 3 in the morning because sometimes she shows up. And then I walk in without a mask on because I'm alone. But if I see somebody, I'm like, oh, geez, I don't want to be a jerk. I don't have to worry about that anymore. I've been to a couple restaurants lately. Didn't bring it with me. They didn't care.
They don't say anything.
It's phenomenal. So getting it back to normal.
Some sense of normalcy.
Sort of. Felt good. But you're right. It did feel a little weird to walk through the building twice now. And not have to think, is it in my pocket? Or is anybody going to notice I'm not wearing it? Is Susan going to tell on me? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Don't have to worry about it anymore. It's not a rule.
There's a couple of times I had it in my hand. It was like at a restaurant.
Yeah,
and you're walking in like, I got it in my hand. I'm cool. Just get to the table.
It's automatic.
It's stupid.
Just it's spinning automatic. It on your finger. I'm wearing it, sort of, kind of.
It's the table's right over there, 20 feet. I'm going to go there without
it's
it.
It's the
on.
South Park chin diaper. Yeah. Like, they made a big thing about, like, everybody, put your mask on, and it was just on their chins. And that's what everybody, and the worst part was with the mask thing is that people would talk to you and take it down to talk and then put it back when they weren't breathing and spitting all over
standing
you.
Standing in line.
Right. Put your mask back on. If we're going to play mask, let's at least keep it on.
Brady, your neck of the woods at Gilbert hasn't cared for about 6 months.
Yeah.
No, they don't at all. But the good thing was we talked Friday because we knew Monday was coming. We talked Friday about a mask burning. And so all day, Mark and Larry and I were back and forth on it. And, of course, cooler heads came. We were going to have the flamethrowers. We talked about it and stuff. And so I'm talking to Mark. And Mark calls me in the middle of the day and he goes, hey, maybe we should. Because I was outside with a couple listeners in the parking lot with Mark. And we're like, we should have listeners come drop their mask, make a big pile, and then flame it. And the two listeners, they pulled their masks off immediately and handed them over. Like, we're in on
there
that. I'm like, we'll sign it. We'll do it. And we're laughing, and Mark's like, do you think there's some sort of liability to, like, what, like, is this a mess? Oh, and, like, it's definitely a statement towards that. Maybe we shouldn't. And I'm like, I never thought we were actually going to do that. I
You didn't?
No.
Mo Money was in, man.
I know Mo Money's in. Of course they're in.
They
it's
were lining
thrower.
Up the flamethrower.
I want to play with a flamethrower, but then you add the political stance.
The political statement of the mask.
Yeah, and I said, I didn't think we were actually going to do it. Mark's like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't. And I'm like, you followed through on all this nonsense? We were just blabbing.
Oh, it was ready to go.
I know. So I get a text about 8:30 Friday night. I came back to the station late Friday, and there's talk of a mask burning. And I'm like, I stared at that for a few minutes going, all right, I could let this one go. Tripp's like, yeah. And I just said, and I wanted to like go, oh, yeah, we've got it all set up. We've got triangulation of fire. We're going to have thousands of masks. People drop it off. Trump signs everything. And, you know, we're going to have a big Joe Biden paper mache doll. We're going to burn that in effigy, and we're going to have all this stuff. I was so close, and I'm just like, no, it was just all chatter. Nobody's actually going to do it Monday. Because, you know, Jenny's coming in. Oh, yeah, yeah, no, we were going to let her work the flamethrower.
That's what I said to her. That's exactly what I said to
her. I mean, the owner is. Yeah, yeah, we assume that we would give, I mean, queen's rights,
first
right? The mother, yeah, the mother of dragons is going to get first.
Starts the fire.
Yeah,
we're in a mannequin.
Yeah, we're going to have it all. Trust me. No, but I didn't. I just told them, oh, we're not actually going to do it. I didn't actually think anybody would follow through. Evidently, Randall and Larry and everybody started making phone calls, and I told them to talk to you, and that evidently they did. And
oh, yeah.
And Money Pawns on.
Let's all do it.
Got a flamethrower. And so I'm like, I'm not going on the air asking people to come drop masks off. The news will be here. We'll look like douchebags. Maybe in a couple weeks when everybody, and I even said, like, maybe.
And a surge happens.
Yeah, maybe. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, maybe a few months down the line when the state says no more masks or federal government says no more masks.
Well, the state has said it. No more masks.
To a degree, yes. But still businesses have to have it on their employees. Right. So when it's just all over, when the mask thing is no more at all, unless you volunteer to have one on, federally and otherwise. And now India's exploding to the point where we banned them from showing up. So you got to worry about.
Impossible, you know, to do the 6 feet. Rule.
Well, there's not enough space on the land, but 1.5 billion people getting 400,000 a day, and you're like, all right, this thing could still rear up again. So you don't want to be on the wrong end of that. But the mask burning, I assume, will occur, hopefully later. Maybe we'll do it if we do that golf tournament. We'll torch
there
masks
go.
There.
Sure.
Because by then.
Sure, burn up the grass.
By end of August, please.
What could go wrong?
I got no beef with that. Grass grows back.
It's clear cutting.
If they're doing a good job, it's moist already. It should just blacken, and then by a couple of days, one mow, it'll be back. Anyway, that's what they said about KDKB. One mow, and we should be back. But they were so wrong about that.
Wow.
Thank you. Brett likes that. But it is a good thing. It actually feels great to not have to worry about being tattled on, to talk to people normally. The next step has to be these stupid plexiglass table
barriers.
Dividers, and I have saw
a lot of money spent on that.
Yeah.
That's the one thing we should all invested in.
Yeah.
Back last March.
Oh, yeah. Screw crypto. Plexiglass. Yeah,
plexiglass. Should have bought into that and cones, because cones are everywhere. But the argument that those things did anything is always hilarious.
Right. The plexiglass is
made it tougher to hear.
It's so stupid.
Because everybody just leans to the other side of the plexiglass.
Well, like even here? Well, at the bank, I had to go to the bank.
They lean down below.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie Brown's mom, I can't hear you. All right, I'm coming around. I'm coming around the glass because this is impossible. You can't come around here, sir. Like, I can't hear you between this bulletproof thing. So we just put our faces by the little hole. Okay, thanks for the deposit.
They couldn't do the prison phone thing where you pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Talk through the plexiglass.
Well, I didn't get it because the bank already has
that.
The bulletproof glass, and then the little hole was covered.
Yeah. Right.
Like, now I can't hear you at all. You're in another room. I can see you. Work out a set of signals like a third base coach and get this deposit in. But, yeah, and also, I forget who it was. There's a comedian on that was talking about that said the plexiglass thing. So don't worry about it. We've got plexiglass between the tables. And he's like, well, then I can smoke, right? I was like, well, no, of course not. I was like, so it doesn't stop smoke, but it stops COVID from going over the wall. It's like, what do these stupid things do? It's a false sense of security that the plexiglass does. Unless it's floor to ceiling and you're in your own cube. It's not doing anything. Those plexiglass things are the worst. I had to meet people for
schools.
Yeah, I had to meet people yesterday for lunch, and they plexiglassed. And then the one place I ended up going to was the Blue Hound. It's cool downtown. They put up curtains. And I actually think that might be better. Like, curtains were a better option than the glass.
It's more just, private.
Well, it's A, it's more private. B, I think it actually might absorb some COVID.
Totally agree.
Like a mask. I don't know. But soon it will all come down. And a big plexiglass burning, probably not great for the environment, but I'm in on that as well. Let's do just burn all that plastic. Let's have that big melted ball of COVID.
Send it somewhere to recycle, right?
You know, it'd be a really cool art thing. This is very Banksy.
Oh, there you go.
Just to make it a big ball.
And a mask.
And then paint the masks red and make little red dots and turn the ball into a giant COVID.
Yeah.
A corona ball. A
spike ball.
A spike ball. A made of the stuff that just was prevalent throughout. And then, of course, have a couple of pictures of Barry Wood in there because he made COVID better. Have his big dork hanging off of that thing.
Have those the spikes.
It may be too much to have a dick ball. Just we'll do the masks, and then inside of that, we'll have a couple.
Hey, we're throwing ideas out.
Barry, no, we're not.
We're brainstorming.
No, we're actually not. It's my art. This is not a brainstorm. And no, ball of dicks is your idea, not mine. You make your own Corona ball of dicks. I'll have the Corona thing, and hidden inside like Waldo, unlike your graphically disgusting idea. A couple pictures of Barry Wood, not just ball of dicks.
So, ooh, did you say ball of dicks?
Ooh. I'm here for the ball of dicks art. Mm. Anyway, I got that. And then I saw something downtown, and I found this fascinating, too, because mental health is on everybody's mind and stuff. It's always on the news. I watched a lunatic walking down Central. It sounds like the beginning of a Lou Reed song.
Right.
I was watching this nutball, and I'm at a stop sign. Just screaming at the air, going nuts, hands going, all alone. I couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman. Didn't matter. And I've got the windows down. I can't understand a word. And just reality doesn't exist. Like in some other planet.
Oh, yeah.
Like gone. But obeyed the don't stop, don't walk thing. Like, because it switched and it took a step back like I can't go. And I'm like, there's something to that. There's something about
an act.
No, Brady,
no,
this was
around.
No actor. This is method acting beyond belief. This is not faking it because there was nobody around. It's just this craziness walking, took a step into the street, noticed that the don't walk thing just popped on and took a step back and continued this argument with whatever, this Bluetooth crazy. It was insane. And I started thinking, does that mean there's hope or is this person, I mean, they're aware of that. They're aware not to cross the road. Like, that reality is still there. But if I went over and said, like, hey, you need to stop screaming and yelling.
Right.
Because it just looks, they wouldn't hear me, see me. Nothing would register. But the don't, so.
Something is still clicking.
There's
upstairs.
Something home. And I, like, there's mental health thing. Let's turn everything into walk, don't walks. And have signs that say "Stop talking."
Maybe
stop saying
yeah.
stuff.
Mouth,
like, hey, crazy.
Over the mouth.
Yeah, just shh. Like maybe the signs are. It's not us. We
different
can't get
colors
through.
On the lights for commands.
Yeah, we can't get through. But like, how about signs that just flash like "No guns" instead of saying it, or like a sign that actually flashes? Because that
might work.
That flashing sign, stop that Looney Tunes cold. And I'm like, still gets it. Like, still has hope. As crazy as that person was, and I'm watching the whole way, like 15, 20 steps of an absolute conversation with birds that weren't there, and losing, and swatting stuff away. Oh, don't walk. I can't do that. I couldn't possibly get out in the room. I'm like, it's still a thing.
Hold on.
We need more screens for the mentally incapable, because if it just flashed up, hey, you're acting crazy. No crazy. If just a sign just went up and said crazy, no crazy. And then they saw the red line around it and be like, oh, it can't be crazy right
then
now.
Then we
the
have to convince work. Them that only they can see it.
Wow. Is that helping?
I don't
You're
know.
A bad therapist. I would like my money back,
Come
please.
On.
What we need to do is give them more delusions. Exit reality a little further. These signs aren't real. What are you talking about? What signs? But crazy people signs. Because that was like a big epiphany. Like, they obey, walk, don't walk. They'll certainly obey. And I've always thought that about criminals and stuff. But most hardened criminals still stops at a red light. They don't want to get hassled. which is like rob a bank. They'll, you know, beat somebody up. They'll, but red lights
obey
are still like,
the speed limit.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to go crazy. So it's all about lights and signs to get to this base of people. I think I got something here. I was thinking about writing a book about it, but I don't have those skills.
That seems to be the hot spot around there. Because every time
Looney Tunes,
in that downtown,
downtown
area, yeah, oh, yeah, there's just the
always has been. Hasn't
well, that's where Looney Tunes go.
Multiple
downtown. You know why?
The guys talking.
Well, they
that's
have
where
shelters.
They're accepted.
They have shelters down there.
Yeah, I know, but I always wonder. That's the other thing is they find their way to that. They can
because you know what Gilbert does
true.
To them.
They and, congregate. And so, that's a good point.
Because you know exactly.
That's Gilbert, a good point.
Gilbert busts them out of
that's true. You guys get a couple in.
Yeah.
Let's take them to the shelter. And then they're in the area.
Yeah.
So it's almost like.
Drop them off at 24th.
It's almost like taking bees out of your backyard.
Right.
I don't know where they go, but I know they go where other bees
are. They drop them off at 24th and Van Buren.
Yeah, here you go. Here's your shelter. You stay here. And then they wander off. Don't walk.
But that's what I'm saying. The wandering off, they still work their way back. So.
Well, I don't know if they work their way back.
I
think they
get corralled. I wonder if it's like a migration. Like,
I think it's city slickers.
Yeah, and here come the wildebeest.
I think they just have three guys move them back over. You guys got a little far out. There's homeless all over, but I'm talking about the flat loonies. You don't see that on Gilbert streets. Downtown Gilbert, you don't see the, you know, guy.
No, not too often.
No.
I did see a guy yesterday. I thought, that's kind of ballsy. White pickup truck jacked up. It's got the F. Biden flag going on it, and then the Confederate flag on the other
that's
side.
Pure Gilbert.
He's touching them all.
Yeah. He just doesn't care.
Pure old school Gilbert before you guys moved in, back when it was farm territory. Little cocaine, some farming, and good old-fashioned racism. That's what Gilbert was built on.
For all the nightlife started happening down there in downtown Gilbert.
Weird 45-year-old white women started screaming and yelling at Dirks. Brady went out Friday. I talked to Channel 10's Troy Hayden for out of the blue. I text him about something that's going on with emails that he was involved in. And I text him. And he said, I'll call you back. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, hey, we'd love to have you join us tonight. We're going to meet your buddy. And I'm like, who? Brady. I'm like, oh, you're going to dinner with Brady? Yeah. I'm like, where? And he goes, Gilbert. And I'm like, Troy, why? You're like down. You're living with
you're
the people
human.
Now. And he goes, I know. And that was it. And I said, well, I'd sooner just eat off the floor, then drive to Gilbert for food. There's like 1,000 great restaurants between me and Gilbert. No, thank you. I see
Where'd
Brady.
You go? Where'd you
see
take
Brady every day?
Clubbing at Dirk's.
We went to Dirk's clubbing.
No, we went to Sushi Brokers.
And then Troy actually texted me later. I didn't tell you this. And he goes, since I'm kind of in your hood, I'd love to hang out with an able-bodied grown man. And I don't know if that was a shot at you. And, you know, like we'd get back on the bike and do sorts. And I'm like, absolutely, because we're not too far apart. We're not close, but we're. He's downtown now. So he's texting me that. I'm like, is that a shot at Brady? He's like, I'd rather hang out with able-bodied grown-ups than what I did tonight. But he invited me. He's like, you get your helicopter all fired up and head on over to Gilbert. And I'm like, no. But it was a nightmare for him. How come you made him go all the way out there? Now, let me guess.
That was
free food somewhere.
No.
No?
No.
That would have been my first thought. The only reason to go is that Brady knows a guy. Why?
That was his gal's suggestion.
Oh. To go all the way to Gilbert?
You weren't sure to throw that one out there?
You can't say no to that? Man. All right. Well, you're going to be going to Phoenix a lot more to see him. He did not want to go. He likes you.
Oh,
he did not. No. Text me later about able-bodied grown-ups.
And then I could see him looking over there at Dirk's. He's like, I just feel like dancing. Mm-hmm. But he says he needs at least 10 or 12 feet. Of people around because he's covers so much ground, the spinning and the...
Right. A lot of that goes on down there.
It's a big breaker.
He's an impressionist dancer?
Yeah. Brady sent me pictures of the Dirk's Bentley on Friday night. Too.
Hopping.
And it looked exactly like what I thought. Just lily white Pinot Grigios everywhere.
Yep.
It looked
black
awful.
Black guy at the door.
Yeah, there's a black guy standing outside.
The one, huh?
The one guy. The black guy standing outside the club. But, so I was curious about that, but I was laughing because I was... His disdain for Gilbert was loud. Nobody wants to make that trip all the way from Phoenix to Gilbert for food. There's so much food in between. Just pull over. Yeah, have a sandwich. But there are no crazy people walking up and down the streets of Gilbert, which is a plus. Although, I like it. I kind of prefer the mix of Looney Tune with normal folk because I was downtown yesterday. And it's pretty great. Like, there's a lot of – all the outdoor places are packed full. Like, it was Sunday fun day for a lot of, like, there was a lot of girl brunching going on yesterday. Sunday Funday was out in
there
force.
There was.
Sunday Funday is a funny thing because some girl thinks that that's got to happen. Hats, a lot of hats, like the Kentucky Derby, a lot of hats. And then Sunday Funday. And then loonies that walk around. But I do. I think I'm onto something with this stop the crazies. And just put up signs every once in a while. I said, you stop, no more crazy. 5 minutes. No talking. 5 minutes. Zeton is watching. That kind of stuff. Because he stopped at the sign, or she, I don't know what it was, but I was like, there's something here. And I'd love to talk. I'll talk to Katrina. I'll talk to my therapist.
Satan says hi. Yeah,
Satan says stop everything. Call your mom. That kind of thing. Like a sign that just only, and then you'd have like people driving around, what is this? Phoenix has these signs that say, stop talking. It's like, oh, it's for the crazies. We put up signs for the crazy people to have a seat. Or just a sign that says, no pants pissing. Because that seems to be a big thing in their world. Don't piss your pants today. Use a restroom. How about a shower? That kind of, just signs that every once in a while, just like the ones on the freeway that tell us stuff. Have them up for the crazies on the streets.
If you smell of ammonia, move. Keep right. moving.
Do you smell ammonia? That's you. Those signs are great. And they're, like Brady said, they've pushed them all out of areas that,
yes.
And they put them in the, so it's, we don't need them all over, just in a kind of an area down there. Just somewhere along the light rail, everywhere along the light rail, just says, hey, that ammonia smell is you. Might want to think about a shower. And then stop talking.
Could you're be talking sound, in tongues.
You sound crazy right now.
Maybe the spirit has them.
Currently, no talking. Yeah, and just have the signs up. And I think it would be as beneficial as these stupid ones that make me think I've got to look for Amber Alert license plates while I'm on the road. Meanwhile, they're telling me don't be distracted and drive. Now I got to memorize car plates and makes and models to try to find somebody I don't even know.
Did you catch it? Did you catch it? Was it Nissan?
ACL 615. I think it was a Pontiac Firebird. I haven't seen a Firebird in years. I don't even know what those look like anymore. I'm not looking for that kid. One more minute. But I do.
You read don't like the highway puns that they put up there sometimes?
Sometimes it's funny. Well, here we go. Tomorrow will be May the 4th.
Yeah.
So
I'll
have a few creative ones up there. I know.
The nerds are going to be.
Oh, there
it is. See the signs?
It was May the 4th.
Be
with you.
Shut up.
I agree with the shout out part of that. Now let's do some more beneficial work with these signs and move them down to where Looney Tunes are and start giving them signals. They listen to the signs. They follow the lights.
It's a big week, man. May the 4th and Cinco de Mayo. We are going to be hungover.
There's a place called like Golden Margarita downtown. They were having a Cinco de Mayo yesterday. And in this day and age of women being treated equally and let's not sexualize, every girl there, all of the workers, were in smoking hot white lingerie, panties, and like a bustier.
Wow.
The hostesses.
Sounds like a good business.
It was. It looked great from the road.
No distraction.
It's on Roosevelt and First. It's a great spot. I've been there a couple times. Great Mexican food. But they were having a Cinco de Mayo Sunday, and all the girls inside there that worked there were dressed in lingerie.
Traditional Cinco de Mayo wear.
Yeah, that's what I was like, what's the tie-in other than great idea? And then I started thinking about them having to walk to their cars next to her. Right. And then just put up signs that say, don't touch her. It's a great idea.
Just carry a mobile strobe light with you or something.
Yeah, we should all have our own. Yeah. you strobe them like Lars Thorwald from Rear Window? What'd you do with the body, Thorwald? You blind them with a flash and then run? It's not a bad idea either. Flashbangs for the girls in lingerie downtown. Anyway, just a thought, a random thought there. Jay Gutentag said that 9 out of 10 men would beat women in a swimming match. Women, and I'm like, 10 out of 10. And then another person emailed, going back to the Caitlin thing, another person said, those professional tennis women would beat you every time.
Yeah.
Right.
We didn't say they wouldn't.
What in the world does that prove? What in the world does it prove to beat
some schlub
48-year-old that can't reach the top shelf because his arms hurt too much?
The trick would be, could you get a game?
Why would I?
I know.
I raced, what was the swimmer's name? Van Dyken.
Van Dyken?
Yeah.
In a golf pool, in a golf lake. I told her on the 18th hole, I'm like, hey,
bucks.
Van Dyken, 100 bucks says I can beat you across this lake. And she's like, you're on. And I'm like, damn it, I got a racer. She's going to kill me. And
fully
sure enough,
clothed.
Fully clothed. And we dove. Well, she took her shirt off. She was in her bra, her sports bra. Right. Oh, she killed me. She was on the other side of that lake like an eel. Barracuda. It was amazing. And I stupidly on the ready, set, go, still had a pair of glasses on and recognized right on the ready, set, go, I need my glasses to be off. So I was swimming with a fistful of glasses and an open hand. I wasn't going to win anyway. That's not an excuse. But it was a pretty poor showing on my end. I got about halfway out there, and I'm like, this is worth $100 just to get her out in this water. She kicked my ass, and rightfully so. It doesn't mean that all men beat all women at everything. We're talking about in professional sports. And then another person said, I'm not for it, but how is that not taking away? And the article quote, how is it not taking away the rights of a young transgender kid and thinking that they can do like women's sport? I'm like, who are we talking about? How many kids in elementary school and junior high are going through the transition?
Yeah.
And sports is not their top priority.
It's about allowing them to, John.
There's like one.
It's about allowing him to, her,
whatever.
To them.
Yeah. So it isn't. So the same argument applies. How come MCC didn't let me on their team? They stopped my dream. Right. They stopped my dream cold by saying it wasn't good enough.
It's all about acceptance. By the way, the Van Dyken thing was brilliant.
Yeah.
Because that side bet, $1,000, Holmberg gets Van Dyken to jump in the water.
Yeah, that was what we really did. I can get Van Dyken in that drink with her shirt off before the end of the golf. You couldn't have. You'll see. I didn't think it would be as easy as, hey, Van Dyken, $100, so they can beat you. I killed her. Watch this, boys. And I just look back at the cart, thumbs up. There she is.
And she covered. It was like Baywatch, a full sprint into the water.
It was crazy fast how good she was.
She swam. Was.
Zero effort. I'm in there splashing like I'm having a seizure. Just sails. And just beat the doors off me.
Yeah, she was.
Because she's an Olympic swimmer. But that's what's got to stop is these women who email. I could strike you out in softball. Remember that lady that got all mad at me because I said women's softball, I could at least poke one out to second base.
They were going to.
Off anybody?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'd strike you out. I'm like, what does it prove? So you played college softball.
Jenny Finch was the one that they always threw in front of anybody.
Of course. You never, and you know, they get all uppity about like how right. important that Jenny Finch thing was. I would all I do is stick the bat on, I butt one down. Maybe I get thrown out, but I'd put one in play.
There was a girl last week that said she's thrown 100.
100 what?
I don't know, and I wasn't sure if it was softball. I don't know if it was softball. No. I just saw the headline, and then I kept looking back
40 feet
at it.
No. The same thing they do with Little League. When the kid will throw, and they're like, it's actually 67 miles an hour, but at this distance, it's 100. It's the same as 102.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah. It popped up real quick, and then it went away because probably they found out.
It was a mistake.
Well, it says the fastest softball pitch from a woman is 77.
Right, but it's 45 feet away.
Right.
So you got – so it's coming in. It looks like a 95-mile-an-hour speed.
Yeah, because it's on you.
Right. I can get a baller. I can get that. And I don't care if I get hit by a softball. Baseball might kill me. I wouldn't lay out a bunt against Randy Johnson. I wouldn't even make the offer. I know.
I'd be like John Kruk jumping out of that box.
Professional athletes were afraid to hit him. I'm not going to stand in there and make that claim, but women's softball, it proves nothing. And they always said, I'll take you out in the field and I'll strike you out. I'm like, I'm in my late 40s.
I would hope so.
I'm a radio host. You should destroy me. You're the one calling yourself a professional athlete. Not me. I'm an idiot. But the fact you're threatened by me is enough. We have to stop this argument completely. Again, zero people are affected by this. And I think the fact that the most people don't care means that the louder people can make noise with it, make it seem like a big deal. Because most of us are like, this isn't going to happen. This is dumb. So we don't really act on it. But I'm going to vote for Caitlin. I'm going to move over and get some. I got 6 months. Establish residency before the election starts next year. Get my little Caitlin vote in. A vote for Caitlin's a vote for comedy. It's funnier, much funnier than Gavin Newsom, who just looks like a well-groomed Mr. Mackey.
Gavin.
Anyway. But don't, I got two already. Ladies, I understand that Venus Williams would beat me at tennis. I'm not claiming all men are professional athletes. The argument is, should women be in professional sports? If should women beat up all beer league players at stuff was the argument, I'd say you got something. But should they all be in professional sports? And transgenders that used to be men, biological men, you don't want to see that. There's that one dude that plays college basketball, 50 years old, made the switch and had college eligibility and went out to some school. 6'6",
It's a couple of
about 225, and he's playing basketball. They can't stop him. It's like Division III, and he's 50. And these girls cannot stop the dude. And he's just some woman now. He's like, hey, this is working out. And all it came down to was he got upset with women in general. He's like, I don't like these anymore. I don't know how to talk to them. They basically have told me not to compliment them on a constant basis unless they feel good about themselves, which is mind reading. I can't figure this out. I'm just going to make the switch myself and just be a girl. And at least I'll have the equipment to play with that I want, and I don't have to deal with the attitude.
Now so, Taco Falls in the NBA.
Right. He just wanted to have a pair of cans and a V all to his own that didn't give him hassle. So he just put one on himself, which is what I think the future holds for all men. It's like, you know what? They're too hard to understand. I don't care for them anymore. They phase themselves out with the whole, don't compliment me, only compliment me when I want one, but you have to guess when I want one. Also, I'm going to make you lose your job if you look at me sideways. If you tell me I look pretty, that's a bad thing. I'm not playing. Put a pair of cans on me, Doc. I'll go home with these. And I'll just squeeze these all day. It seems actually not bad when I say it. If I had a pair of cans, we're one step away from just pretty much living the life.
It's had a lot more jobs because that
putting cans in me?
Yeah, that kind of stuff happening. Just a lot more people involved in HR.
So you're saying it's good for the economy?
What, cans?
No, I don't know. Brady might be a step back.
But I'm lost here. Yeah. Where are we at?
He's saying that HR, because of the way women have acted about like making everything different, you know, and men being...
And all these other issues. Yeah,
men being completely oblivious to how to behave has made it so we can't interact very well at the office. I'm saying put a pair of cans in a man and he stops trying. We have no interest now. So maybe there is something to the whole thing about switching them up, making an androgynous society. And then just fighting in the octagon together. Genitals be damned. Whatever you want to do. I got a beef with you. Let's go. We're in the same weight class. Let's fight.
Pancake fight.
No pancakes.
I'm not going to have pancakes, Brady. If I put a pair
pancakes
of cans.
Pancakes and I'm getting some.
Yeah.
You, of all people, know that I'm going to go for the top end cans.
Oh, full volume.
You would be full confused when I walked in. You'd be like, God dang, those are teardrops. They're
perfect. You going
perfect.
Double D's?
No, I'm not going to go clown cans. Okay. I would go appropriate to body. So I'd probably go heavy C's.
Okay.
And I'd have them slope up.
Banana.
Not banana. That's disgusting. Okay. But the ski slope, the little gotcha. Bit of the teardrop. Okay. The teardrop. Yeah. Full lowers. And then the top is like a nice like ramp out. You'd be blown away. And you would want them. You'd want to have Adam. And you know what, Brady? I'd let you go in.
You got a motorboat?
I'd let you motorboat me. I'd let my boys go because I know how hard it's been for you. I know how hard it's been for all of us. It's been such a struggle. Motorboating is an effort. It costs money.
No complaints.
How great would it be like some dude with a great set of C's, sloped, bottom, strong apples? Sorry, no, Toledo, not you. Don't bite it. And then I'm like, hey, come here. You've been working your whole life for this. Just open them up and let you have Adam for a minute.
This feels so real.
It is real. It's happening.
God dang it. I used to have to pay for dinner to do this.
I know. And now you can just ask your friend.
It's a little pick-me-up.
Yeah. Because it's such an effort to try to see him, touch him, be around him, and then see him and touch him correctly. And we're starting to get tired of it. So just have a friend willing to put in the cans. Come here, Brady. Looks like you had a rough weekend.
Yeah, it's been a...
There you go.
I needed this. Thanks a lot.
Headache's gone away.
I think it's great. Do you have an incurable disease?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. It's like having all the best of everything.
It's true. If only we had men that would do it. Men as brave as Caitlin.
They're out there.
I'm starting to change my tune on this whole deal. It's 7:10. What do you got on the big board of musical treats there, Bert?
All right. Of course, the wake-up song brought to you guys by our friends over there at Action Ride Shop. It was such nice weather. I wanted to be out on the trails this weekend with the broken wing here. But hopefully in the next couple weeks. But if you can get there on the trail, you can get that bike service. You get the...
There's pictures of the dude playing girls. Oh, nuts. Pictures of the dude playing girls basketball.
But if you're going to hit the trails this weekend, get that bike serviced, or if you need to pick up a new bike or whatever, hit up our boys over there at Action Ride Shop. Check them out on Facebook as well as...
Isn't that great?
On Action, at Action Ride Shop on Instagram. And let's see, what do we got here this morning? Queensryche, Rage Against the Machine, Megadeth, Drowning Pool, Slayer, Rammstein. And I got to give the guy credit for even typing all that up.
Wollt ihr das Brett in Flammen sehen?
Yeah. Which is actually a really cool song. I was listening to it, so.
Oh, it's Bette, not Brett.
Yeah.
Highly Suspect's good. All right, let's do the Rammstein.
All right.
What's that mean, I wonder?
I have no idea.
Shouldn't even try to find out, really, I bet.
Probably a good idea.
Just let it go. Let it be German.
We'll check it out after the song.
It's a Vegas thing. Flame-throwing bet.
Let it be low and brow.
Let's see if there's a...
Yeah, it could be about a flame-throwing mask. That was the greatest text. So word is there's some sort of mass burning at the station Monday? Huh? No. Yeah, no. It means, do you want to see the bed in flames?
All right. That sounds good.
All right.
Let's do that.
I like that one. Yes, I do. I don't know the name of the...
I know it's on the first album.
Trying to find the name of the team where that guy plays girls basketball.
It's not on his jersey?
It says Saints.
Oh.
I think it's in California, though. Of course it is. Oh, but of course it is in that loony bin. But I think what we should do for equality's sake is eliminate the WNBA. I've been saying it for years. It's the most sexist thing ever. We've divided and segregated. You ladies, just keep trying until you get into that NBA. The doors are open. Women allowed. How about that? How about if the NBA made that announcement today? Women are allowed to play in the NBA.
I disagree with you on that.
Why?
You're taking away a huge tax write-off for the NBA.
Oh, it's a massive loss for the NBA. They love it. It's $12 million a team. They have to pony up the dough to keep the league afloat. The NBA pays the ladies to have their league, which is hilarious. And they call it like independence and like, no, it's basically floated by the dudes. But you know what? Just say it. Have LeBron go out and say, today is a great day. The NBA has lifted any sort of ban or, you know, weird rule or wording that says women can't play in the NBA. You can. You are totally allowed. Now go out there and make that team. It's not mandatory that you have a woman, but.
That's true, though. The NBA teams are $12 million.
They pay, on average, $12 million per WNBA team. Just give them $12 million bucks, just get them going every year.
And so the Suns have to cut a scratcher for $12
million. Scratch a ticket for
$12 million. Wow.
And then say, here you go. And then they make like another $1.5 million and their expenses are, and then they claim to like have losses. But without the $12 million, they wouldn't be a league. If the NBA didn't support it, it would just go bankrupt. And they force it. You know, when the playoffs come up, you'll see all the dudes in WNBA sweatshirts and things that they try to support. It's not a thing. It's not a viable business because nobody likes it.
They barely have Next.
They don't have Next. No, I would rather watch D-League. If D-League had Next, I'd be like, ladies, excuse us. The boys are going to – this is going to be good. There's dunking. If 8th grade wanted to – there's dunking. Basketball needs dunking to be good, not attempts.
Lower the rim.
Lower the rim. They won't. They want to play in it, but they've got a smaller ball. The three-point line's closer. I don't know why that 10-foot rim's so important to them. Put it down where it belongs, about 6.5 feet. That way you can get up there. Have a couple of those bigger girls bonking their heads, but that's all right. They're going to do it anyway. They hit each other's heads constantly.
Block shots. That'd be phenomenal.
That I don't know that ever happens. Ball hits a hand every once in a while. I don't think it's on purpose. Our girl's hands are up. Anyway, you got the Rammstein ready?
Downloading.
Does this have one of those things where is it a news story that Rammstein did and they're like the Mein Teal is the dude who ate that guy's heart?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Is this about the Farrah Fawcett movie, Burning Bed? Rammstein always kind of keeps their eyes in the news. And their show is rescheduled, evidently. They are going to come back.
They did, okay.
Well, they didn't make dates, but they said they're going to do it. Because last year they were supposed to play 5 cities in the States.
Right. I was going to fly out to
them. We're going to L.A.
Yeah.
And then that was last September. You have tickets.
Yeah.
And then they canceled, but they said they are going to honor the dates. They just don't know when. So hang on to those tickets, Brady. Normalcy returning. And you know it's normal when Rammstein shows up again. That's when things get good.
That's when you know it's fully, it's a full go.
When we're all back to normal.
Yeah.
When Rammstein is up there with, you know, blowing themselves up on stage and putting that gimp to the test.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy